This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one in the books, two to go. Plenty more of the big show.
That's Lisa and Cult Jam with the song
Yeah,
Head
Nick
to
Nick
toe.
Nick played my song in your hour. So if you win, just know that I get to help.
I've already been dubbed the winner by two people on Twitter.
You don't even have a list yet. How is that possible?
Doesn't matter.
What are their names?
Twitter doesn't lie.
What are the names
Max Mueller,
these idiots?
And Eduardo both say I'm the winner.
Max and Eduardo, y'all are dumb. He doesn't even have a list. How are you voting for a guy with no list? Huh?
Not since MasterCard has anybody given out as much credit to themselves as Barry.
Yeah.
Just said now that I will by default give him credit because
first of all, that was really
you played
bad.
What?
That was really
corny.
Not since the MasterCard.
Have I seen that much credit? I mean, seriously, because Nick played one more of your songs, yeah. I lose?
Oh, no, I didn't say you lose. I'm saying if you win, I get to help you raise the banner because I participated in your hour.
You will go nowhere near my banner,
I'm
going to
touch your banner. I'm going to put my hands all over your banner.
There will be none of that.
All right.
I'm just letting you know. So we're covering a little bit of the news out of Astros camp. Not a whole lot going on, although you have a couple of signings for some of the former Astros. I had mentioned yesterday that when this new rule that they're bringing out now, even though I don't think they're even sure about how it's going to work, and Lord knows Tyler's not, that Major League Baseball has now done this limiting the visits to the mound to six during the course of a game. And I had retweeted Lance McCullers, and evidently he pulled it down, but someone, as always out there, when you press send, someone got a picture of it, and for the win, for USA Today, got a copy, screen copy of it. And Lance McCullers Jr. yesterday said at ESPN, display mound visits today for Game 7 in the World Series like that's a standard game. That game decides everything, and we, as pitcher-catcher, have to combat sign-stealing, yes, cheating. Y'all never talk baseball. You never show baseball or care. Save your BS for S-word, first take. So we hammered first take. Then, in another since-deleted tweet.
First take.
Crappy.
Oh.
But a stronger version of it.
Of course.
In another since-deleted tweet, McCullers made a point about these new rules and what they were combating. He says, you think I want to break rhythm and tempo during a game to talk about signs behind my glove? No, it's a necessary reaction to an issue we as pitchers and catchers are facing. I guess enforcing the integrity by hitting batters is better than an extra 4 minutes to discuss signs.
That's a good point. You can't argue with it.
No, and he said
I guess you can, but...
And then the one I read yesterday, he finishes with, everyone wants to blame pace of play on mound visits or time in between pitches. Well, maybe address the real issue at hand instead of trying to cover it up and forcibly insert rules that may affect the integrity of the game and alter the fairness of the game.
He makes some valid points.
Yep.
Probably not the best way to go about it, but I understand the anger. I'm not saying I wouldn't send something like that out if I wasn't a pitcher.
Well, pitchers and catchers are going to be the most vocal about this because obviously they're going to be under the microscope.
Yep. Totally.
And we
agree. Talked
about it yesterday. There's going to be injuries faked. There's going to be spikes cleaned.
Dude, baseball players are creative. They're going to find ways to get to the mound and either, you know. And again, we talked about that you could use the wristband or like the quarterbacks use with plays.
Play call, yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff that they'll figure out.
The Apple Watch.
I don't know if they're
stuck in your mitt.
I don't think you can use technology just yet.
Oh. Well, you can. You just can't get caught with it.
Joe Rocket wants to know, is the open house for anyone? No.
Nope. Thanks for stopping by, but don't. Yep.
Invite only. I think it's usually for sponsors, potential sponsors, partners, stuff like that. Unfortunately. We'd love to have you guys, but we do plenty of stuff for listeners. So.
Yeah, sorry about that one, but they're going to say you don't have to go, but you get the hell up out of here.
Yep.
Bye-bye now.
Nestor, you had information on when the Astros are doing the rings and stuff like that? Because it's a mess, right? Like
it it's crazy. And again, you can't fault the Astros because not everybody wins the World Series. But in fact, what they're doing is they're making a weekend of it. So the first day, I believe it's the banner. Then the second day, it is the rings.
Man,
and then the third day is the official opening day.
I have a problem with that. That can't be. First of all, the first day is officially opening day. Nice try, Astros. If this is, are you talking about at a game? So the opening weekend.
Oh, it's all surrounding games.
All right, I got to pull up their schedule because I have a problem with that. Most teams don't spread out all these different things that you do after you win a world championship over a weekend. A lot of teams will, they'll be out there, they'll get their ring, they'll drop the banner, it's opening day, they move on. Why? This is, it's obviously they're just trying to get people to come back. Well, I got to see the banner drop, so I got to buy a ticket for that. And then I got to buy a ticket to see them get their rings. And then I got to, oh, now it's officially opening day? That's pretty transparent. I mean, that's pretty see-through.
Yeah, I mean, look, and there's been a lot of things. Look, you know, and again, Major League Baseball is feeding the beast because they're doing those special uniforms for just the first weekend with the gold lettering. And you know that merchandise is going to go crazy for that weekend. The hats,
of course,
the jerseys, however you might. Look, you tell me how much you want to spend. You can either just get the hat, get the jersey, or get both. But they're playing right into it by doing these first weekend of the World Series champions team only merchandise too.
So they open on the road against the Rangers.
Rangers, right?
Yes. And then so their opening day, they will come home Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of April 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And so the home opener is Monday, April 2nd against the Orioles. So you're telling me that they're going to do the ring ceremony on like the 3rd and then the banner on the 4th?
Yeah. That's first stupid. First night, and I don't know if I haven't flip-flopped or not. First night is rings, I believe. Second night is banner, and then third night is official opening night. So even official opening night gets bumped to the third game at home.
That's dumb.
But again, you know, and we've talked about this too, they have a hard time getting people to attend games for a plethora of reasons throughout the season. And opening day is the one big thing from a traditional standpoint that people go to, but now they're giving you three options.
Okay, so what I pulled up, I tried to Google this because I wanted to know what days are what, right? And It says, Astros set unveiling of World Series title banner and rings. And this is written by Brian McTaggart. It says, the Astros are planning to unveil their World Series championship banner at Minute Maid Park prior to their April 2nd home opener against the Orioles.
Okay.
So they're going to just have an off day where people can come out and watch them unfurl the banner?
No, that the first night, the first home game then sounds like it's going to be the banner.
Okay, on April 2nd.
Yeah, the second yes. home game is the ring.
President of Business Operations Reed Ryan said Thursday, the championship's ring will be unveiled on April 3rd when they're given to the players and coaching staff. So they are spreading it over 2 days.
Yeah, so they're and still then the saying, third day is the official opening
no,
day.
No, that's not true. That can't be true.
No, that's what they're billing it as, whether it's official or unofficial, but they're going to do like ceremonial opening day type things.
Instead of doing it on the actual opening day, correct. Which is April 2nd?
That's correct.
Oh, boy. That's cheesy. Whatever. I mean, it's even kind of weird to spread it across the ring ceremony and the banner across multiple days. But come on, you're going to start doing opening ceremonies stuff on the third day? Stop it.
I'm telling you, man. Yeah, you're milking it. Definitely milking it in that case. Yeah, so let's get at least one call in before the break. 10 Gage has been waiting patiently. What's up, 10?
Hey, boys, it's 10 Gage. Just want to say I've been listening in and hearing about these road rage stories, and I just got to ask, can't we all just get along? Because down here at the Red House, we feel like we can. And even for my Hispanic people, I just want to say that a la Casa Rojo, donde negro y blanco gente compra blows.
It's beautiful.
You know Spanish?
That brings a tear to my eye.
He may have cussed.
No. No, that's how you say black in Spanish. Don't worry.
I got it.
That's beautiful, 10 Gage. I love you guys. Everyone at the Red House. I'm sorry. Everyone at the Red House. That's never going to die. And I'm okay with
man,
that.
That's a shame. Fort Worth Jay. Come on in, man. What's up?
Fellas, what's happening? I'm going to make this quick.
Okay.
To all the black people listening who saw Black Panther, let me remind you Wakanda is not a real place. School teachers do not need 15 years from now to have a name like Wakanda Simone on their list. T'Challa Wakanda is not a strong name. Do not, please. Do not name any of your kids anything that involves Wakanda, Killmonger, the girls that were protecting them, none of that. Keep your names normal. Y'all have a good day.
That was
can't touch it. Just Jay's just being Jay.
That was great.
Good stuff.
Fort Worth Jay coming in, dropping knowledge.
No,
dropping
question.
Science, as the kids would say.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah.
Because the movie has just gone through the roof.
I don't feel like it would be okay for us to comment on that. Mm-hmm. That was to his people, and that's how you do it.
Yep.
Just come on and say what you got to say.
We gave him the soapbox, and he stepped up. That's the roof and the ceiling, Nick.
Too funny. Jackie Goss said opening day weekend will be sold out anyway. Yeah, but it's come one on. Of those.
Here's the thing. I've got friends of mine that their tradition is to take their kids to opening day.
Right.
That is the biggest deal. Even growing up in Milwaukee, we used to skip school, and it was a big deal because it was always a day game in the middle of the week, but opening day was the bomb.
And it will be. And that's the thing. By mid-May, that place will be empty again. But it's just, I don't know. I just do it all on one night. Make it a big deal for that night. Don't
milk it because it's obvious.
Because then now you're like, well, if I wanted to be there to see them get their rings, now I got to buy another ticket. I got to try to get back out there again. So I don't know. I don't like it, but I guess I understand it, but that doesn't mean I have to like it, right?
No doubt about it. All right, right now I'll tell you about my good friends at Texas Can Academies. I've been telling you about them for quite a while now. It is a great program because it's Houstonians helping kids out in need in the H-Town area, and you can be a part of it. Right now, whether you had a car damaged in the hurricane or if you got a vehicle, it's not working anymore. It's just sitting around. You don't want to pay the money to have it towed, and you want to get rid of it anyway. I've got a solution for you, and it's a solution that's going to actually give back to kids in the community and make a difference. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call 713-225-4226, or you log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them what you got. Tell them where you live. They do the rest. They come to you with a tow truck. They take it away at no charge to you. They do all the paperwork. You get a tax deduction, which helps right off the top. Then you mention ESPN 97.5. You get a $50 gift card. And that's where the process really begins, because your donation is turned into resources for kids trying to get a second chance at an education. By resources, I mean these can be distractions if they don't have them, but they can be resources if they do. Some kids are hungry and they can't focus because they're starving. Well, your donations can get them warm meals. It can get them eyeglasses so they can read their books. It can get them book money so they can get their books. It can give them bus fare so they can get to school. All the things that if they don't have it can be a distraction, but if they do, it helps make the process work, and it's all because of you. That's why I'm telling you, whether it's a car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, or more, whether it's running or not, you just let them know what you got and where you live. They'll do the rest. 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects. Write this down. George Strait was on my list, people, so give me a break. We had to get to a read, so we didn't get all of it. And, of course, little Shania never hurt anybody because Shania is a staple. You don't like Shania? I'll tell you what. The album Come On Over. And Nick, by the way, intern John was out there during our first break. He is feeling so good about himself because he got some airtime with Raheel and Dell that he he was like boisterously outgoing and saying, "I'm getting it. I go, "You should be listening to our show today, bro."
Yeah, he sends me an email, and it's in the subject line, "Music for you, boo boo." And I remember him making a comment to Barry,
calling
him a sweet boy. So I'm starting to wonder.
Yeah, it was when he was doubting my knowledge of MMA, which I don't care if you don't think I know what I'm talking about. Nobody's ever going to pick a card 100%, and I had a bad night that night. It happens. But it's one of those things where you can mess around, but I feel like he's tiptoeing on just being a dick.
Yeah.
Like,
it's getting close. You know,
like, he should be aspiring to be in radio, And you don't be a smart ass to the people that are trying to help you.
Especially a guy
that's
like calling you boo boo. You are actually letting him participate in the show and he's calling you boo boo.
Yeah.
You throw him a rope and he tries to hang you with it. That's you see, I'm driving
what
in,
a
he's
jerk.
He's talking with Raheel and Dell, and he's like, you know, Raheel's like, you know, when Nick and I go places, UT games or whatever, we know each other, so we talk. But, you know, it's not just small talk. And John's like, well, you know, right away about music, Nick just wanted to play country.
Yeah, so full disclosure, I did only want to play country. And he introduced me to the Darius Rucker Wagon Wheel song that I've been addicted to recently.
Yes.
Had no idea that he was the singer of
Hootie and the Blowfish.
He didn't tell me that. So I text Kirsten. I'm like, oh, my God, man, this Darius Rucker guy. This guy is awesome. Mm-hmm. She's like, are you serious? You know who this guy is. I'm like, who? He was a lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish. So I tweeted out, hey, man, I love Darius Rucker. I forgot what I tweet out. And he responds, he's like, I see that I opened the light for you or something like that. I'm like, you didn't even tell me it was from Hootie and the Blowfish, you idiot. If you knew Darius Rucker so much, how come you didn't know he was Hootie?
Damn kids, I swear.
Unreal.
I swear these kids today.
Next thing you know, Nick, if you follow the progressions, and Barry, unless you're Trey and you stay humble, next week, intern John's going to be appearing on KHOU 11's Sports Sunday as a full-time host on ESPN 97.5. He's going to be the MMA beat writer for ESPN 97.5.
No, it wouldn't shock me.
The list producer. He produces lists. All right, so a couple of people don't agree with me, I guess, with the Astros.
Okay.
Andre on Twitter said, Barry, allow the owner to put people in the seats to pay for all the players they'll have to sign in the near future. I get it. It's a cash grab. I totally get it. The thing is you've got guys who also texted the show and said, damn it, my girlfriend bought me opening day tickets for Christmas. I'm excited to go, but I'm also a little disappointed because we specifically got opening day tickets because I wanted to see the ring and the banner ceremony, and now I won't get to see them get their rings. That's a bummer. Exactly. So you got all these people that thought, well, they're definitely going to get the rings and the banner on the same day on opening day. That's going to be the game I'm going to no matter what. And now you find out that you need a second ticket to do that. I just think that that's not cool. I get that they got to pay for the players. Trust me, these guys aren't going to be hurting for money this year. They just won a World Series. And three games, is it going to make or break
the
Astros
this year?
Got all
the playoff money. Took it to the final game that they could have possibly taken it. They've had a trophy tour going on where people, whether you're sponsors or you're waiting in line or you're paying to be at charity events or whatever they're doing to try and be a part of that. You had the extra merchandise that had the World Series patches on it, the jerseys. The hats that had the pet. Nick's got the hat that has the World Series patch on the side of it.
Word.
That's
thanks,
all extra
Dale
money.
Hefe. Yep.
That's all extra money in their pocket. The jersey's the same way. And whether you get it with, we had the whole big thing where Dick's screwed up with their discounts and then people wanted, because they all of a sudden saw the World Series jerseys. Doesn't matter what the department stores are selling them for. Astros are making money off of that.
Hand over fist, as the saying
commemorative
goes.
Books. We're selling one here. Coffee table books, videos. I mean, they're killing it. So you got to do three opening days?
Yeah, it's I don't know. Somebody said, Barry called himself a champion for 2 weeks after riding his camel, and he's complaining about the Astros taking 2 days, LOL. Yeah, because you know what? When Nick and Joel planned my celebration.
Did you get your check and trophy yet?
I don't remember that. What are you talking about?
We were going to do the celebration when you get the big check and the trophy.
When these got,
oh, that's not happening.
When they put together my party, it was one day. Now, the Astros can call themselves a champion forever because they are. They're the world champions at least for a year. So they get to call themselves that every day if they want to. You can't take that away from them, just like you can't take away the fact that I am also a champion. But
now,
the
they had a trophy tour. Are you going to have one?
I gotta check my schedule. That might be. You know what?
Or you gotta check if you got a trophy.
Oh, now you want to add production value?
Now we're
all
Nick,
the banging
now,
on Barry.
Nick, didn't we say we would do it when he got a trophy and a big check?
I hate you.
Yeah.
Oh, that check.
God, that's such
either.
A sore spot with me too. You have no idea.
Champions get awards.
Every time you bring it up, every
yes,
time
I
you
do.
I get so angry.
There is one way to bring you back down to earth, and it is with those two elements right there.
Coma guy texted the show.
He's alive?
Yeah. Coma guy said, I can't wait to see Elvis at the rodeo and see who the Oilers draft. That's from Coma guy.
Is that Co-U Mike?
Yeah, that's Coma guy. Mm-hmm. OU Mike is Coma guy, unfortunately.
Shocker.
I know, right?
Couldn't have figured that out. The fact that we all know his phone number by heart, too.
This is going back to the first hour, but somebody said, I get in the car and hear Selena. That must be Barry's hour, NASCAR Johnny. Yeah, okay.
I had it, too, but he beat me to it, so let's be honest.
You didn't have it.
I had the email, which shows that I had her on my list.
No. Did you know this? Somebody texted this fun fact. Clint Black sold the Houston Post door-to-door for that newspaper back in the 70s.
Never knew that.
I didn't know that. No, hell no, I didn't know that. That's called a fun fact.
Did you know that Clay Walker would create a song that could be annoying to 95% of the population?
I think 100.
Okay.
I don't think 100 people.
I'm going to argue with you on that.
I think 100% of the people are sick of that song.
But at one point, those two guys were like the biggest names in country.
That's true.
You know?
And Clay Walker, Clint Black.
Alan Jackson.
Yeah.
Was up there.
Love Alan Jackson. Yeah.
Before there was Tim McGraw and there was Garth. And George has just been king through all of it.
Adrian Willie. Yo, Adrian said, Darius Rucker, his mama called him Hootie. I'm going to call him Hootie.
Yeah. That's what he's known for.
Did you download the album?
It's on Spotify.
Yep.
Lenny said, Barry, instead of 15 opening nights to make money, maybe the owner could stop charging $50 for a freaking hot dog. Now,
on Tuesdays this year.
Credit where credit is due. The Astros let you take your own food to the ballpark, Lenny.
That is a good point.
So just slap some hot dogs in your wife's purse and just get there.
And because Dollar Hot Dog Night last year was on a Wednesday.
Is it Tuesdays now?
But because Wednesdays are going to be day games and getaway games, and they don't think as many people would be able to take advantage, they moved it to Tuesdays so that they would get more people the ability to cash in on the cheaper hot dogs.
Okay.
So I do give them credit for that.
Yep, that is smart.
And Nick, when I asked if you got the album, I didn't mean the new country version. Did you get Hootie and the Blowfish?
I'm a Spotify guy, so I just stream them.
But will you stream Hootie as opposed to just Darius?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Am I the only one that thought Hootie and the Blowfish was like a euphemism?
No.
No, I think it was. I just think people just associated him with Hootie so much, with the name Hootie.
There was that one, what was the group that Fred Durst was in?
Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, didn't they have an album that was like chocolate starfish and the hot dog flavored water?
I think that sounds super familiar, dude.
Yeah, which is just like potty mouth for poop and pee. That's all that means. So
really?
That's why I thought maybe Hootie and the Blowfish was like a euphemism like that.
Might have. I really don't know.
You don't see that in the title? The chocolate starfish and the hot dog flavored water?
Deep thoughts with Barry Laminat.
Am I the only one that noticed that?
Pretty much.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm the only one that recognized Limp Bizkit's album was basically poop and pee.
Yep.
How am I the only one?
A lot of the reviews said the same thing.
There's got to be listeners that got it as well. I can't be. Maybe you guys just aren't
perceptive. There's a chance that if there are, you will hear from them.
Well, that's probably true. You know who doesn't serve hot dog flavored water? Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. They would never do that. Their water is fresh and delicious, like all their food. 1901 Taft in Midtown. I'm telling you, get out to Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. I've been bragging about this place for over a year now. Haas and his crew do a great job putting together a delicious menu. And again, I had another listener text me earlier in the week, actually tweet to me earlier in the week, said, I finally got out here. You were right. I have yet to have anyone tell me they don't like the food at Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. I'm confident you're going to like it too. 1901 Taft in Midtown is the place to be for lunch or for dinner. And you can get the world famous, quickly becoming the world famous non-quesadillas. They're Joel Blank's favorite. Nick loves them. I love them. We get them as appetizers before we go. Joel, that's his meal. And right now, since we all love them so much, you can get 20% off the non-quesadillas at Cowboys and Indians if you mention ESPN 97.5. Get out there and take advantage of that. While you're out there, try one of the best burgers in the city. It's called the Himalayan Heat Burger. If you want Indian food, try their butter chicken. It's delicious. They've got chicken curry, lamb vindaloo, chicken fried steak. It's all in the name, Cowboys and Indians. It's Southern comfort food. It's Indian food. It's all there for you, all delicious. And if you don't want to get out for dinner, but you still want to have Cowboys and Indians, you can have it delivered to your door, whether it's DoorDash, Uber Eats, or Grubhub. They'll all bring it to you. Full service bar. The food is delicious. The atmosphere is great. They've got TVs to watch the game. Get out there and check it out. 1901 Taft in Midtown. CNI713 on Facebook. Whatever you do, take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. There's nothing like it.
You're going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Little Tim McGraw, tighten right up. You're going to cut that up too?
No, Tim McGraw's fine. I don't have a problem with that. So far, the only thing I don't like on your list was Shania, but that's a personal preference, not that it's a bad list.
And I'm a fan of
Shania. I mean,
Shania.
It's a second-place list, but it's not a bad
too,
list.
I'm just a fan of Shania regardless.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nick's got a U of H cougar. That's a cougar, too. Let me just tell you that. So, just checking some of the texts, tweets, and other social media.
Yeah.
What would you go with? Like, are we 90%? No, we can't go that high. What are we, like 80% really intelligent listeners that have great feedback? What number would you give it?
Oh, I don't know if I would go 80.
Is that too high?
I mean, probably.
OU Mike has kind of turned the corner.
OU Mike.
OU Mike used to be like...
His text game is strong. Is as strong as his
in
call
the gutter,
game.
The toilet, yeah. And he was banned at one point.
Yeah, like somebody just got banned. If your number ends in 8244, I'm sorry, but no show will ever see your text now.
Ever.
Because you got to be funny. So there you go. But OU Mike resurrected his texting career and then turned it into a good calling career because he just texted. He said, I feel sorry for Alan Jackson. He never got to travel with the group because he and Tito didn't get along. That's quality. That is quality
that
stuff
was really
right
funny.
There. That is
yeah.
funny.
Yeah, that was good
that's,
stuff.
That's good stuff, OU Mike. Don't make it a habit.
Nick, are you trying to procure tickets to the cook-off?
I am. I actually got... an invite yesterday, so I think I'm good. I think I'm going to be at either the Miller Lite tent Ooh. Or somewhere else.
You know, one year, the Bullhorn, is it Bullhorn Barbecue? Bullhorn Tailgaters, now they're like the Bullhorn Barbecue. They have a huge tent. Okay. They're huge. My boy Rob Orocha and a bunch of those guys, they have a huge tent. And he invited me one year to come do a stand-up set. It was horrible.
Really? It was,
could you imagine trying to do a 10-minute comedy set in a room full of people screaming? That's all it was. I appreciate him doing it. Like, there was a small group of people that gathered around the speaker to be able to hear me, but the rest of the tent could not have cared any less.
Really?
That I was there to be funny. That, I mean, I don't think I've been that ignored since high school when I was trying to get a date. Like, it was bad. But, he gave me the shot. And that was early on. That was, like, my first or second year in.
At least some good food and booze. And
Oh my God.
Food?
Nick.
Ridiculous.
Yeah,
so
I really,
mentioned that one.
The,
I was
and for
tell
you, the hose? Ridiculous.
Yeah, really?
Yes.
Fish in a barrel comes to mind. Like, you don't even
those?
Need to two-step.
Oh, no.
But let me just tell
That's
you
why you have that bump on your lip.
But let me just say this. You got the more commercialized when you got Miller Lite. But like Barry mentioned, his friend, my buddy was at Patron. And so if you can get into Patron, Damaris Barbecue, who catered our lunch
Fantastic
today.
Fantastic barbecue.
If you can get into Damaris's, you need to go nowhere else.
Oh, yeah.
Damaris, Jack Daniels, they are ridiculous. And Damaris partners with Patron.
Uh-huh.
And Nick, here's the key. It's all free.
Yeah.
That's the best.
Get in.
It's night long, all your booze, all your barbecue, all free. It is,
now,
without a doubt, the greatest weekend of the year.
It is definitely the time to Uber.
I was just going to say that.
You definitely
want to
Uber.
You can't give me free booze, man. That's
or
just...
ride with a friend that doesn't drink.
Otherwise, Monday options. It'll be Barry and Joel and via remote from the county clink,
yeah.
Nick Sciarra.
Or you can take the train down there, which can be convenient.
That's what we did.
Take the train. So like
because Uber's probably going to be hard to get out of. It's going to be hard to get an
correct.
Uber at that time.
Yeah, so that line, take the train. Take the train somewhere outside of that area and then Uber from there. To and from there, probably your best bet.
Now, you got friends in Midtown?
I do not know. Not
okay,
really.
Fred Fowler.
I had a, well, yeah, and I had a, when my townhouse was in Midtown, and we were about six blocks from the train line. Easy, or you just park somewhere within that the first couple blocks close to the rail line, and it is the easiest in and out.
Yep. He ain't lying.
I'm just telling you. That's the way to go. Pro tip right there.
That is.
I think I'm just gonna. I'd like to go with someone. I like the idea of going with someone who doesn't drink, who drives and just does not drink.
But then you're like super
annoying.
Doesn't intern
John owe you? Maybe he should just drive.
Oh
you.
God, no. He'll ruin your night.
And you don't have to hang out.
He'll
with
ruin
him.
Your night.
That's true.
Hey, look at this. No, you don't want to take a kid with you to this.
That's true.
You get in the car.
You
don't
take a grown ass man.
Have you heard my broadcast voice?
Actually, tried to take a chick.
Yeah.
Now that's the way to go. If you could get it, you plus one.
Not a bad idea.
Get you a little date.
Get over to Wild West and two-step again.
That's right.
Get you a date.
So where do they two-step at the rodeo or at the cook-off?
Every tent.
Yeah, every tent has a DJ. That's why that was part of my problem.
Or live music.
That was part of my problem.
I'm just kidding. I know. I'd rather go to a place that like are really serious about it. Like all they want to do is two-step and line dance.
That's true. You have a better shot.
So go to a bar tonight to pick up to get you set up for the weekend. So that you can go with them, and as long as you got a plus one on your invites to the tents that you have, you are golden. And
money.
They dance. They dance in every tent. You either, as Barry said, you have a DJ or you get live music. Damaris, they always have a great country band. Miller Lite, I believe they always have a DJ. But depending on where you go, it's one or the other, and either way there's a dance floor, and you are, like I said, you're paying for nothing and you're getting it.
It's a good time. Have fun. Real quick, I wanted to get to some of these headlines about the Astros. There's quite a bit, actually, of former Astros that are getting signed.
Yeah.
The Rays have signed Carlos Gomez to a one-year deal.
Good luck with that.
Colby Rasmus got picked up. He signed a minor league deal with the Orioles. And the Marlins signed Cameron Maben. So there are three former Astros that finally found a landing spot. None of them are missed.
Here's the thing.
None of them.
Early in the process, Cameron Maben was rumored to be going to everybody. Everyone wanted him.
Yeah.
You know, the Giants wanted him until they got McCutcheon. Everybody was talking about it, and now he settles for the Marlins?
Well.
I hope he got paid. Does it say how much he got?
No, but I can pull it up. I'm sure it'll populate somewhere.
Man,
I can look it up.
Man, because he was a hot commodity at the start of the free agent process.
Yeah, well, the whole, like we've talked about, the whole offseason hasn't been good.
Right.
So
Hosmer got paid.
Uh-huh.
Finally.
I'm trying to pull up a list of the free agents that are still out there.
Arrieta's still out there. Mike Moustakas is still out there. There's some pretty big names still out there.
Joey
your boy,
Batts, Jason Wirth, Helixson.
Your boy, the
Andre
Ethier, specialist, the pitcher.
Lackey, Arrieta, Melky Cabrera, Liriano. What? You can get him back, Astros.
Boy, they need him.
No.
Not.
Matt Holliday, Matt Garza, Ricky Nolasco. There's still Gomez
Who's
just
the
signed.
Reliever we were talking about? The left-handed reliever that's still out there that you were a big fan of?
Tony Watson?
Yep.
Okay.
And
yeah, there's
there.
A Tyler Clippard, your boy.
Oh, boy.
Specs, he's still available. There's a lot. There's still a lot of free agents that haven't found a landing spot yet. And what will happen is you'll see some of these guys as spring training starts to wind down. With about a week or two to go, they'll find a landing spot so that they can get in shape before the season starts. So, or if not sooner. But yeah, you should see a lot more dominoes fall in the next week or two.
All right, Joe, hang in there. We're going to get you. It could be good advice for Nick. It says country bar, so that's a good sign. So we'll get Joe in here next after the break, and we'll continue to roll on. It is the usual suspects, and we are ESPN 97.5. The way you kiss.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, in hour number two of the three-hour extravaganza, we call the big show. It's the usual suspects, Barry, Nick, and Joel. Got Joe on hold for Nick. So we're going to get to Joe first. Then we got to get to this story out of Dallas. And I know, Houston, you love to hate on Dallas. But wow.
Yes.
This one here,
Dallas is going to have some splaining to do for quite a while if you're anybody around the Mavs or a Mavs fan. But before we get to that, Joe, what do you got on Country Bars?
Check it out, Nick. Listen, you need to go to Big Texas tonight, south, down in Webster. $1.50, you call it. The best chicks in town. And since it's the night before cook-off, it's going to be packed and loaded with girls in there.
Done.
So it's the best night, Wednesday nights at Big Texas South. Lots of hot country chicks all night long.
That's awesome. I might actually check it out. And I actually was born in Webster. So.
Joe, where do we send the invoice?
Yeah, no doubt. I was just going to say, does yeah. Joe work there or does he own it?
Do we send the invoice directly to them or do we just CC you? How does that work?
So just make sure that the check from Big Texas finds little yeah. ESPN 97.
I appreciate the suggestions.
So are you going to go?
Probably not to Webster tonight.
That's a long-ass ways
for me,
isn't
it's like,
it?
Yeah, it's like 30, 45 minutes probably.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday night before cook-off.
But a lot of people said
Wild
Big
West
Texas.
Will be booming again.
Yeah, I was just, when he said that, I assumed that all the two-stepping bars will...
Wild West, the night before cook-off, the Wednesday night before cook-off, and I believe it's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, completely off the rails.
Here's a good tip on the text line. Yes, everything in the Miller and Patron tents are free. Just make sure to take plenty of dollar bills to tip the bartenders because they notice you, and if you don't, they will give you the stink eye, and they won't like
you. I'm really not bad about tipping. So,
okay. Nick, here's the other thing. Aside from getting your beverages, a lot of the bartenders they're referring to get up on the bar and dance.
Like
and
the Coyote Ugly?
Yeah, but we've talked about this, and I'm not big on pursuing bartenders.
No, but I'm just telling
I
you.
I just don't do that.
Like in the Patron tent, the Damaris tent?
Yeah.
They're hot, they dance, they're friendly, and you don't have to pursue them, but they get you your drinks, and they're good to look at.
All right.
Yep.
Open to that, for sure.
Like Coyote Ugly without the ugly. Just letting you know.
That was a good movie, by the way.
Yeah, it was. So here's the thing. I caught this late last night. It started breaking. But Mark Cuban has got some splaining to do, and the Mavs got a hell of a firestorm on their hands. The story started breaking late last night that Tadirma Ussery, former CEO of the Mavericks, who was one of the up-and-coming hottest commodities in the business world for years. He was the commissioner of the CBA. Then he was with Nike in a huge role. And everybody thought it was a big coup when Mark Cuban got him to be the CEO of the Mavericks. And he was there for quite a while. It's now breaking that while he was there, he was a bad man in a very bad way. And that he did a lot of bad things. Now, Mark Cuban is now saying, because he left in 2015 and he quit. And he went to Under Armour. And then when you go back and look at the story, Under Armour only had him on the payroll for 3 months before they got rid of him. So I believe that people started figuring some stuff out.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you bounce around like that, that's a sign.
So Cuban now, because he's trying to prove that he's clean from this, has said over and over that he's always put people in place that are supposed to monitor the culture, the HR department, whatever. And he said recently with the Me Too movement that he actually went to his staff in charge of HR issues like this and said, do we have anything to worry about? Was told no. Now, the person that supposedly was in charge of all that, that made that comment, has now been relieved of their duties. They also say that someone that lied about domestic violence that was a writer for the website for the Mavs has been either suspended or relieved of their duties. But the biggest culprit in all of this is Ussery, who when some of the females that have come forth said that they were warned by other females better not ever end up in an elevator alone with this guy.
That's crazy that there's an environment like that and it doesn't, that it's allowed to go on for so long. That shouldn't, that it's just, it blows my mind that this takes years to figure out and put a stop to. But it doesn't surprise you when you hear stuff like this. In that second ESPN article, there was a paragraph that said, one woman interviewed by SI said that she complained about Ussery to her superior, former vice president of marketing, Paul Monroe. He threatened to fire her if she didn't, quote, shut up and do your job, and to just take the abuse from him because he's the boss. That's terrible.
Ridiculously
bad. That is a horrible work environment.
And toxic? Yeah.
How? I mean, in this day and age, even before the Me Too movement and a lot of this started coming to light, I mean, it was well known in the corporate world that sexual harassment was a big no-no. And you could lose your job. You could get your company in trouble. And the fact that guys would still be like thinking that, oh, well, that's okay. I can get away with that. They're not going to say anything. Why would you think that? As men, we must be really stupid.
Oh, my God. Or thinking with the wrong, you know what.
Yeah, or you just have this God complex that you're the big man on campus at the Dallas Mavericks and untouchable, and you can say and do whatever you want.
He was believing the hype, man. Ivy League, you know, for both his bachelor's and his master's. He came in, and I retweeted it just now, at Pac-Man Joel, but the Dallas Morning News ran a story, August the 3rd, 1998.
So it's been that long.
1998.
Wow.
Pointing out some of his shortcomings. And when they asked Ussery about it, he said, it's been addressed. I really don't want to elaborate any further. What we're focused on is building a great organization. That was it. That's our focus. The following year, he signed a 3-year contract extension, and it takes this long, and now this stuff is coming out. Mm. It's a bad look, Dallas Mavericks.
It's really bad.
And especially for as critical as Mark Cuban has been in the political world and of making sure everybody is, you know, forthright and everything here states that in 1998, the writing was already on the wall.
Yeah, it shouldn't take, what, 20 years? Because now we're 2018?
That's what I'm saying.
That's
ridiculous. And if this Me Too movement hadn't started, do you think it would even come out?
I mean, probably not.
I don't think so.
Do you think that the NBA is going to do anything about
this? I think
they
got to get involved.
Yeah, I think you have to.
Well, and here's the guy that had ties to the NBA. Because remember now, he was the former commissioner of the CBA. Before there was a D League and a G League, it was the CBA. He was the commissioner. The NBA knows who this guy is very, very well. I used to have this guy come and speak to the entire gathering of front offices of the NBA. Wow. That's how highly regarded this guy was.
Yeah. Just in my unprofessional opinion, just it sounds like he had a kind of a God complex. Like, oh, I'm untouchable. No one can say anything. I'm the golden boy of the NBA.
Untouchable unless you're in an elevator. Then touch him exactly where he wants you to.
Touching everybody. Eric Resendez said he thinks Tony Watson got picked up by the Giants. And I can confirm that. I punched his name into that spot track, and he has signed a 3-year deal with the Giants. So, yeah.
That was one guy I had hopes that might have
left
been a late signee.
Could have added. But nope, he won't be a free agent until 2021. Yeah. Hell of a deal. They got in 3 years for $9 million. That's not bad.
Oh, my God, right.
Yeah, not bad.
That's something where that would be money well spent.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, no doubt about it. All right, so checking other things. By the way, in case you are paying closer attention than we are to the Olympics, and if you didn't stay up late last night, you missed the fact that in overtime, the United States was knocked out of the chance for any medal in men's hockey.
You're surprised by that?
It's a bad look, man.
Is it?
It's a bad look because the United States has always been, you know, obviously the Miracle on Ice. But from a hockey perspective, and I know they got rid of the pros, and Fred's the guy to talk to about anything hockey. But the fact that they are now limiting pro involvement in the Olympics after encouraging it for so many years, it's a tough hit for the United States because from a pro perspective, the American hockey players in the NHL are great players, and they'd have a legitimate chance with Canada and others. But as it stands, they lost a game that they were winning last night, and in the process are completely out of qualifying for any medal. The women's figure skating with one, I think it's the long program left to go, but all three United States girls all fell.
Oh.
So if they don't medal, and I think the best standing right now is 11th, but if they don't medal, it'd be the first time, I want to say, as far as like the 60s, that a United States figure skater on the female side didn't at least get a medal.
Really?
Yeah.
So the hockey is all amateurs, right?
I believe they went back to all amateurs.
Yeah.
It was pros.
So them not meddling doesn't surprise me as much.
Not as much because of that factor.
Yeah. So now, I know it used to be, and this was back before the Dream Team, because remember in the Summer Olympics, it used to be the U.S. always sent amateurs.
Right.
In basketball and hockey or whatever.
Yep.
And, you know, countries like Russia and European countries would send their professional players to the Olympics. That's why the Dream Team came about. And the U.S. has been dominant ever since in basketball. So are these other hockey countries sending professionals, or are they also sending amateurs to the Olympic Games? Because that I don't know.
So Fred was talking about it with AJ the other day on the Blitz.
I get zero craps about hockey.
There are some ex-NHL players. If you're playing in the NHL right now,
you can't play
in
the Olympics.
You cannot play in the Olympics.
So that's across the board. No matter if you're Sergei Fedorov.
Right. But there are ex, as far as I heard Fred explaining it with AJ on the Blitz, there are some former NHL players now playing professionally in Russia and other places that are participating in the Olympics.
Okay, so Bobby Orr's not playing.
No.
Okay. Gordie Howe, is he allowed to?
If he's playing, I mean, I know there are ways away, but if he's playing underground, you got a shot. Otherwise, no.
Okay, so we don't have to see Phil Esposito?
Esposito, no.
Okay, I'll try. Guy LaFleur?
You want to break down the curling championships?
I just literally Googled hockey greats, and I'm just naming names. And everyone, I don't even know if these dudes are alive
anymore.
I'm just
telling you, that's why I said, like, in the case of Gordie Howe, I know there are ways away, but unless they're playing underground.
What about Terry Sawchuk? No idea who that is. Hey, why are you, this was supposed to be your first song, huh?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Okay, well, good for you.
We both had Alabama.
This is a good song.
Yep. And if you...
Ray Bourque! All right, I'm done yelling out hockey names. Bobby Hull! All right.
If you do Mike Ruzioni, I mean, do you believe in miracles? Yes. All right, Nick, Alabama. Yeah, I know you're a Hootie guy, but Alabama is the Houston Rodeo, and Alabama's got some good cuts for you.
Yeah, it sounds like a good track.
Well, it's got
sounds
Texas
like
in
a
it.
Good
it has
track.
To, yep. It has to be a good track. All right, so I was hour number two. That means turn it over to the maestro for hour number three, who painstakingly put together his list. We cannot wait for it. Nick's up next on a Way Back Wednesday. 60 minutes to go in the big
intern
show.
Intern John. We got to give him his credit. Intern John.
Hasn't he given himself enough?
Hold on. All right. What is this text? Before we go, hey, guys, love the show. Keep me sane driving to from Houston to Natchitoches.
Nacogdoches.
Nope.
Oh. Nacogdoches.
Natchitoches. Google it. Definitely makes the drive bearable. Keep doing what you do. Barry, you suck. Joe, keep it classy. Nick, spread your seed, brother.
Awesome. Oldest city in Texas, Nacogdoches. Or nope. Nacogdoches.
Natchitoches. I'll spell it. Natchitoches.
So is that really a different city?
It's
or
a
he
different
just
one. Yeah.
Did you Google it?
Also, this guy's going to be blocked because he said I suck.
But he likes us, so Nick and I will go back in and unblock
you. You don't even know how. You can't even.
You're
barely get
right.
on the internet.
You're absolutely right, but I'll find a way. All right, 60 minutes to go on the big show. Then we turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7. It's all right here on ESPN 97.5. Woo! Hot, but not far,
Louisiana man. Need a new restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.